Hey, welcome back. We are continuing with the Model 4. We are now going to talk about Azure Resource Manager, which actually falls to the infrastructure as a code in our overall solution. So before we jump to Azure Resource Manager, again, this is the list of core practices that you can find. So we're still swimming in the infrastructure as a code world, and we are going to explain you now a little bit in details why we are using Azure Resource Manager and why do we use Azure Resource Group. So before we jump and show you the demo, let's explain a little bit about Azure Resource Manager. If you want to come and see resource groups, you will go to the Azure portal, navigate to the resource groups, and then you will have the list of all resource groups.
Yes, so actually the resource groups are in the core of new management portal and new concept of managing Azure resources. So here you see highlighted on this slide our solution and one of our deployments. And although the deployment is quite simple, actually you have a virtual machine that will host Docker containers. You see that a couple of resources are tied to it. You have VNet in which that virtual machine resides. You have public IP, security group settings, storage for virtual machine disks, etc. So all these resources have the same lifespan. So and should be managed as a unit. So resource groups are a great solution in order to group them.
Yes. And when you talk about the challenges, you said the lifespan and grouping. So actually we use Azure Resource Group to overcome some of these challenges. We highlighted deployment because for our solution, the main purpose that we used in this proof of concept or the emphasis was put on the deployment because we wanted to describe it as code and to be able to repeatedly create the environments that we need. But this doesn't stop there. So for example, when you use Azure Resource Groups, you can set appropriate permissions. And for example, extension to our case could be that Q&A developers and testers can only have access to these resources and these resource groups and not to mingle with other groups that might be the productional one. Or even you can jump into monitoring and alerting and again set it up on a group level. And maybe also what is important to say, per group you can say and see billing and how you spend and consume your resources in your tenants and in your cloud. When we come from challenges, we come to this part, how we are solving things, and we're solving things with resource groups. So what resource groups enable us to do? Why do we use them?
We use them to manage all these resources in a single way. So resource groups present tightly coupled containers. And what is most important, because these containers are and resource groups are tied to a lifespan of the objects. That's why objects in resource group can span multiple regions, and the one object only can reside in one resource group at a time. So if you have shared resources among multiple solutions. For example, you have a single database that could be accessed from HR solution and finance solution. That database would not fit in any of these resource groups because its lifespan and management is not connected to any of these resource groups, but it has a lifespan of its own.
Yes, and talking about the resource groups, how do we actually talk to our platform and create this resource group? We actually use deployment templates. So for what do we use deployment templates?
Well, we use the deployment templates as a way to describe infrastructure and all these resources that belong to resource group, as well as connection between them in a form of code and in a form of a JSON file. And we will go in details into that JSON file in our demo.
Yes. So before we jump to demo, let's do a flashback what and why we are using it. And now, as you see, the highlighted pieces are our platform of choice that we use Azure. Then we use Azure Resource Manager for provisioning these resources. And ultimately for our solution, what Azure Resource Manager is going to provide us is the appropriate virtual machine that on top we will run are containers that in previous module we saw how we are automatically building them. So now let's jump to the demo and see how Azure Resource Manager is doing things in action. We are at the GitHub now. This is our repository for the project that we are doing. In previous models, Srdjan showed you how he used this for Docker. We also use this for our template that we use with the Azure Resource Manager to deploy the needed infrastructure that we want to provision. So if we go here to the Docker deploy JSON, this is the JSON file that actually we use with the Azure Resource Manager. If we jump inside, you will see that this is a typical Azure Resource Manager template. And let's now drill down in the components, what it has and how we are editing it.
And I think, Alex, it would be better to show them in Visual Studio, because Visual Studio 2015 has a built-in editor for JSON.
Yes, of course. So if we go into the editor, you will see in the left-hand side, the same file that we opened, that you have parameters, variables, and resources grouped, and you can jump and browse. And prior, I explained all of the components and the most important one. You may ask yourselves, how did we start? So there is a super cool, easy way to start building your own JSONs and templates. So if you go back again, you go to the Azure Quick Start Templates GitHub repository, and here you have many templates available for you as a starting point. So you just pick and choose one and start build on it.
Okay, let's see. For example, we would like to see Docker template.
So if you want to see a Docker template, just navigate to Azure Quick Start Templates and just, for example, search Docker. And you will find that there are a few templates, and our starting one was actually this one here.
Yeah, WordPress with MySQL, that seems very familiar to what we were doing.
Yes, and if we go and drill into it, this is what we came to this page, and then just find ourselves which starting point did we use, and we used this Azure Deploy JSON. So this was the starting point for our template. So now let's go back to a Visual Studio and start a little bit explaining how our JSON looks like.
Yes, so you can easily use existing templates, but in order to use them properly, you need to understand the concepts of that template. So we will drill down into these sections of the template and see what's their purpose.
Of course. So prior we jump to these parameters and variable resources, the important thing about the JSON to know is it needs to have properly defined schema, parameters, and resources. Variables are not needed for JSON to be correct, but we are using it in order to create our template in order to run and create the resources that we need.
Yes, as in every other programming language, in JSON also, in this JSON also, we use variables to make our coding easier. And the parameters, we will start with them, are crucial because we can use the same template to deploy our solution to different environments. So the parameters are a way that we can customize different parameters and that are special configuration for each of these environments.
Yes, and what is important, we discussed that later on, we want to automate this and create multiple instances of exactly the same environment, but on top different application code, which is captured in a container. In order to do so, we needed to have parameters that could be on some programmatic and automatic way changed. For example, what is super crucial important is DNS name for public IP address.
For example.
So definitely you, when you build your JSONs, you will think about parameters, what you want to pass as an input in order to create it uniquely. So definitely this is what you put into the parameters. Then if we jump to variables, this is something that you, for example, you want to lock. And for example, what we wanted to lock is our Ubuntu version that we use. So for example, this is the way how we are passing that when we are creating the resource of the virtual machine. We are passing the variable which operating system.
Yes, the good practice is just to pull out things that you will maybe need to change in the future. For example, we would like to change a version on, for Ubuntu server that we will use for Docker host. So we pulled that information into variables so we can easily change it later. And another use of variables, if you have some string or value multiple times in your JSON template, you should also use it in variables so you can be consistent.
Exactly. And what is for us the most crucial part among all things, we have resources. So for example, of everything that we need to create, firstly, we need to have the storage because virtual machine can't exist without the storage. So we are defining the storage account, the name, the variables for it, the things that is connected to creating the storage. And more or less everything else is the similar when you create any virtual machine. For our project, what is really important and crucial one is this extension here at the bottom. And I will jump now to it just to explain what's happening there. So
yes, Alex, before that, maybe we should say in a few words, what are virtual machine extensions?
Well, with virtual machine extensions are, how to say, a component of the virtual machine that we are extending the capability. For example, the simplest one that you might see all of the times when you provision virtual machine is BG info, where you get the info on your wallpaper about your external IP address, internal IP address, and something like that.
So in a way, you use any extension to be run when a virtual machine starts, and that extension could do some configuration. For example, what Docker extension does, it first installs Docker runtime on the machine. And the other thing, which we will see shortly, it uses its extension configuration for Docker Compose in order to compose and run our complete container solution.
Yes, exactly. So speaking of the extensions, maybe you also played with a cool extension. It's custom script extension. You have it either for Windows and Linux. So the extension of the Docker, when we heard what Sergen explained, is more like similar stuff. It installs the needed bits for the Docker to be run, and then actually it is reading the Docker file and compose a final building what we already created in a Docker hub. So let me just go a little bit down and emphasize important things. For example, we see that this composer will start and search and find something that in previous model Sergen explained us that it's starting with a Docker Geek quiz.
Yes, that was the image, Docker container image that we built in the previous model.
Mm-hmm. And then it's going to the MySQL image. What is really important to realize that in a previous model we saw that actually this is composer file that you showed us. You either can type it or automatically do it, and here is how actually the automation part of the Docker, let's say, configuration is done through a JSON file.
Yes, actually this settings for Docker extension resembles Composer YAML file that we showed previously, but because of course this is completely JSON, we couldn't just use the format of Docker Compose, so the authors of this extension just created a format similar to that, but in JSON format.
Exactly. And also what you did back then, you sent some strings that are important for environment runtime to run properly. So here is the exact thing that we specified. So what is also super cool, and I'm happy about it, we don't need now to hide some of the parameters. We are passing the password for the MySQL database from alternative source. So this could be public JSON file, so we didn't hard-coded passwords and stuff like that, so this could be shared in a public GitHub repository.
Yes, we would in our case we supply these parameters through Azure Runbook.
Exactly. So this is more or less all about the JSONs. Now we are going to shut down this demo.
So in this demo, we showed you how we used Azure Resource Management templates in order to deploy our environment to the cloud. And if you like Azure Resource Management and you want to learn more, there is a complete MVA course on the topic, Azure Resource Manager DevOps Jumpstarts, that we highly recommend.